Have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
How you doing?
Good, Judge.
How you doing? I'm sorry. Your name, please?
My name is Paul Fisher.
Okay, Paul.
Lieutenant Schramm, I've met you before,
yeah,
Judge, many years ago, Judge.
Have a seat, fellas. What can we do for you?
Thank you. Judicial tenure.
He just wanted me...
Discharged?
Well, he just wanted me to come along and...
Okey-doke.
He's here to make sure everything stays orderly. I'm here because the commission has opened a file, investigative file on you. It is clear that you have now declared your Honey Creek residence as your primary residence.
Right.
Honey Creek is outside of your district.
So the 63. Yeah, it's outside my district. I did that because that's the...
It's outside your elective district.
Right.
That means, under the law, you abandoned your office the day you signed that affidavit. Your office is technically vacant right now.
Well, my domicile is on Boswick.
Your domicile...
And that's my voting address and everything else.
Yeah, your domicile, well, that's another matter that you'd have to deal with. Your domicile is where you've declared your primary residence. So it says right on the affidavit that you signed.
No, I did. I'm not...
So that puts us in a situation where your office is now vacant, or you've now got a false affidavit filed. If your office is vacant, the commission is taking rapid steps to have you removed from office, because you're technically not in office. If you filed a false affidavit, that in and of itself is a crime, and it also constitutes perjury under the statutes that cover this particular affidavit. So what I have here,
what was these?
Yes. One of those is a request for your comments. It's what we call a 28-day letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the preliminary step before we issue a formal complaint,
okay,
which the commission will do. The second one is a petition for interim suspension without pay and a motion for immediate consideration. If you choose to continue, we will file this petition for interim suspension immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And based on your affidavit, I have every reason to believe it will be granted.
Mm-hmm.
Now this puts everybody in a bad situation.
Right.
Including the judicial system, but especially you. The commission is offering you this opportunity to resolve this matter as quickly as possible and not bring any shame, proceedings, accusations of perjury against you. You can resign immediately. And immediately means immediately. I have a letter right here you can sign. The commission has said that I can give you till tomorrow morning. I prefer to take the letter with me right now.
Well,
I know I'm like, springing an awful lot on
you. I was going to say, I'd like to talk, obviously, with somebody who knows this area much better than I do.
Yeah. So here is a letter already prepared for you. If I have that letter faxed to me, my fax number is on the card that I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
If I have that letter faxed to my office by 9 a.m., and I mean by 9 a.m.
Tomorrow. I don't think I can do that by then.
Then I'll be filing a petition for interim suspension tomorrow, and you will be suspended in a matter of days. And
right.
A formal complaint will issue. So this will all become public. You're up for election this year. So this is all going to become public no later than March.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be off the bench before then, but nobody will know why, because the investigations are done under the rules of confidentiality. The petition for interim suspension is filed still under a sealed document because
mm-hmm.
it hasn't been made public. But it will be public by March.
Well, I understand you have to do what you have to do.
Okay.
But it still seems to me that I should have time to at least talk to somebody.
You've got until tomorrow morning at 9. And I haven't even touched the sexual harassment. The little notes you draw the comments you make to the staff. We haven't even gotten there. Oh, yeah. We haven't even gotten there.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a very serious matter.
Somebody's made a complaint?
You may think that because you were born in 40-something or other, that you're from an old enough generation can get away with saying certain things. But it's just not true.
Well, I mean,
your comments about the lady with the Go Blue and filling up the Alma shirt,
yeah,
I'd get you thrown off just for that. But it goes beyond that. Well, you see in your 28-day letter, we've got one of your little doodles, and we'll see what you think of that. I'd like to hear what you have to explain.
Where's the little doodle?
It's in the envelope. One of those is the 28-day letter, which is the document that precedes the formal complaint. And the other one is
Make a complaint about sexual harassment?
Those are the documents you have, as I've explained. If the commission has your letter of resignation by tomorrow at 9 a.m., this matter will be gone. Nobody will hear about it. You'll have a retirement party. Everybody will go home happy. If you choose to fight it, you'll be even less happy. So those will be the options you'll have. Fight it, which you're certainly entitled to do. I almost welcome the opportunity. Or you can take the easy way out and take a resignation.
I hardly ever take the easy way out.
It's your choice. That's why I came here to see you. That's all I have to say.
I guess before we leave, I just want to make sure, Judge, are you okay mentally? Because I know that there's been periods in the past where you talked about...
I'm fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with...
Okay, I just want to make sure that you're okay.
Okay, well, let me read this before we leave.
Sure.
And see if I have any questions.
Sure. Judge, I have not reviewed any of the documents. I was just asked just to come along, so I haven't had a chance to read them, so I don't know.
You're looking at the petition for interim suspension.
Okay, well, where is the sexual harassment part of this?
Open up the other one. I didn't bother the Supreme Court with the sexual harassment. You being in the wrong district will get you suspended. And if we have to do this as a formal complaint, the sexual harassment will show itself.
Is there sexual harassment in this?
Yes.
Yes. Where is the doodle that you're talking about?
Last page. You tell me.
I have no idea.
Okay, you drew it, so
well,
you'll answer the question.
Second file, what file did it come from? Can I at least see the file?
I'm not here now to do any type of interview with you. I'm not here to explain anything else.
You're charging with sexual harassment.
Sir, hold on. You have an opportunity to read the letter and answer it if you choose. You have an opportunity to resign tomorrow.
You know, you don't have to be nasty about this.
I'm not being nasty, sir.
Well, I'm just asking you, you said you got this doodle from someplace. I'm asking you where you got it.
It's a little yellow sticky stuck on a file. I don't have what file it's on.
How did you get it?
That's not of any concern here.
Well, then, why can't I see it?
Because you apparently do it enough times that people actually save some.
Someone saved this and then... gave it to you? I'm just asking you, can I see the thing you took this from?
You think seeing the original will help you better?
But all the notes I take on court things are on the back of the file. And okay. So if I see the file, yes, I might be able to tell you what this is.
Okay. If that's how you choose to handle the situation,
I've been here 35 years.
I understand that.
I've never had any serious complaints about anything.
Most people are afraid of you for one reason.
Jesus.
So anyway.
Then how come I was elected by like 90% of the vote last time if they're afraid of me?
Maybe because they don't know you.
Oh, so now you're saying that somehow I've got some black personality that I'm keeping from the voters for 35 years?
I don't know.
Well, you know, you've made some pretty serious allegations about sexual harassment also.
Yes.
And I think I'm entitled to at least see the file this is on because, you know, as you know, we probably handled 26,000 cases a year counting traffic tickets. Why can't I see what, you know, the file that this is on so I can take a look at it and see what it might be?
If that's how you choose to answer it, you can go ahead. I'm not here.
No, I'm just asking you.
I've come here to give you the charging document, the pre-charging document, to give you an idea of what the formal complaint will be like. I've come here to give you a copy of the petition for interim suspension that I will be filing tomorrow if I don't have that letter of resignation by 9 a.m.
You've
got my card. You've got my fax number.
Okay. So you're saying that this is evidence of some sort of sexual harassment? Is this all you have?
Judge, I think
the letter is there, sir. You can read the letter.
Yeah, I'm not here, you know, even common criminals get a little more consideration than apparently I'm getting.
If you choose to answer that way, that's fine, too.
Yeah, I'm asking you, sir, what you're basing this on. Is that not a proper question?
Follow the court rules. The rules are provided in 9.200 and following. We've complied with the court rules. I've come here to personally give you this to perhaps avoid any embarrassing situations. I've come here to perhaps avoid having to drag your name through the mud with what is going to come out at a formal hearing, and to give you an opportunity to obviate all that and retire quietly. I'm not here to discuss the matter with you.
Or apparently give me a chance to see anything
basically
allegations on.
You have your opportunity. If you choose to continue the matter, which is your right, mm-hmm. you can answer the letter, you can get a lawyer to answer the letter, you can do whatever you think is appropriate, and we'll, I guarantee you, engage to the fullest. You also now have the opportunity, which not everybody gets, to just resign and not fight the matter.
And just sort of roll over on the sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment part's not going to be known to anybody. The
well,
petition
it's not
for
true. I mean,
then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I have to worry about it because the allegations are here, don't I?
You have to worry about it if you choose to fight it. If you choose to resign, that's the end of it. Our file gets closed, and that's the end. Nobody will know that I was here. You've just decided to resign.
And people aren't going to ask me why.
Why? Because you reached an age, you reflected on your life, you took a vacation, you decided to move on to different avenues. Anything is possible. That's your choice. You get to frame it that way.
If you work for Carl Grohman?
If we push this all the way, everybody's going to know why you left because you got thrown off the bench.
Well, everybody's going to know anyway.
Nobody is going to know anyway.
I mean, I'm going to tell them what if I decide to resign, I'm going to tell them why.
Oh, well, that's your choice too.
I mean,
they won't hear it from us. That will be under your control. If you choose to just leave it as I've decided to take a change in life and move on to other things, that's your business. And nobody will say anything. Our file will be closed. That's the end of it. Now, the Judicial Tenure Commission is a separate agency from the Supreme Court. We don't work for Carl Grohman. I mean, I know who he is.
Do I get a chance to even figure out who made a complaint?
I think, Judge, if I can just intercede here just for a second here so we don't drag it on too much longer. I think,
well,
Judge, quite...
believe he doesn't have to answer, but I'm just wondering...
Right. I think, Judge, quite honestly, the whole thing is with the residency. I think from what I'm gathering is that the sexual harassment doesn't even come in unless you fight...
Well, it's been alleged... I mean,
alleged.
That's in your 28-day letter. That's in your pre-formal complaint document.
I think what they're trying to judge is you retiring because of outside of the district. I think that's the primary thing.
Right. You can choose to fight that if you want. Say, no, my voting address is still over here, and my driver's license is still at Belding. I mean, I know that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but I got an affidavit that says otherwise. So I'm comfortable with what I have. That your primary residence is now Honey Creek. That makes you out of office. Now, you can fight, you can do whatever you want, but you're still going to go through a formal hearing. And at that formal hearing, I will present evidence of sexual harassment. Now, again, it, it's all your choice. We can avoid the entire thing, which I would love to do. Believe me, I would love to do. Because I don't want to bring further stain to the state judiciary. I would love it if you just decided to resign. We closed our file. You go off into retirement.
You're telling me my career has been a stain somehow to the judiciary.
No, not at all.
Well, that sounds but like what you're saying.
No, further stain. If this goes to a formal hearing, and we have to now present evidence how a judge violates the law, commits perjury, sexually harasses his staff, that's a stain.
Yeah, I'd like an opportunity to have a hearing on the sexual harassment. The other part of it,
There won't be a hearing on the sexual harassment. We will close our file. You resign, we close our file. There's no point in continuing the matter. That's the end of it. The file's closed. It's done. You've retired. And we move on to other things, as do you. But if you choose not to and want to fight, you fight everything.
That's what I want to do, probably. I mean,
okay.
The allegations of sexual harassment bother me.
Okay.
The fact that I don't even know, you know, where this came from, what it has anything to do with. I can tell you this isn't my writing. I don't know where you got this. It seems like I should have an opportunity to at least look at that.
Okay. Again, I'm not here to debate the merits.
You guys got better things to do. You deliver the bad news.
I've given you the options that you have. You can fight it. And I'll be filing a petition for suspension tomorrow morning. You can retire by tomorrow morning, and then everything will be closed and gone, and nobody will know anything of this, my visit, or anything. It's entirely fine.
Well, I did.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.